Father, please exalt yourself in our lives today. Let your word come expressly for our benefit, for your praise. A life-turning word send to us, that our lives to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please let us be seated. Once again, I say Happy New Year to every one of us. To God be the glory. Yes, God has been awesome. He is the one who has brought us to see this day. Before we get into the word, I'm just reminded right now to thank God. There is a bouquet of flower right here. It was presented to the church by a family. We want to thank God for that family. There are several things that are being supplied for the use of the house of God. All those people that are supplying, whether we know you or not, I want to, on behalf of the church, say thank you. There are also several hours of work and services going on behind the scenes just to make the Church of God comfortable for all of us all the time when we come. We want to thank God for all those people in the various ways that you gave last year, that you served last year. I do not want this to skip my mind that I, on behalf of the church, want to say thank you. Whether you are in position where it is expected of you to make some performances, or you are not in such position, but you are performing anyway, the Lord God Almighty sees your work, and he says that you should not be weary in doing good, in those good works, and he is going to continue to reward you in the name of Jesus Christ. All the people of God, men and women, in various capacities that you are serving in the house of God, the Lord God Almighty will continue to reward you with goodness. He will gather what you do together and put it in the book of remembrance, such that he will do you good this year, many more than ever before. In the name of Jesus, thank you all for what you do and the support that you give so that the church keeps moving forward. Now, we are going into the word. I want to teach from this book for the next few weeks. I do believe that God is going to minister to us. It was written about 12 years ago. I just looked when I opened it up and I saw, ooh, that's since 2010. But the word of God is alive forevermore. It is new. And I want us to just take something home. Many of you might have read the book. We just didn't launch it, but actually you supported us, you read it, but let me just bring you to remembrance. It's titled Chosen But Naughty. I have some of them right under the chair where Mommy Shodimu is sitting. If you want to pick up a copy after service, you may. The person who reviewed it, I'm only going to do one chapter, so don't worry about it. It won't take us too long. Even though I titled it Chosen But Naughty, the person who reviewed it said an alternative title perhaps could have been How Our Decisions Can Make or Break Future Generations. That's when the person was reading, and what they thought that a title could have been is How Our Decisions, the decisions we make today, can make or break the generations that are to come. Another suggestion of a title is How to Stop Tomorrow's Afflictions Upon Your Generations Today. But he says, regardless of any title preference, this book is appropriate. It is going to help you to know what to avoid, what to step into that is going to give you a sure future in the Lord. As a family person, as an individual, as a Christian especially. Yeah? Well, in this book you're going to find the things that can be done that can cause negative effects if care is not taken, or the step that can be taken that can change one's generation for good. I'm going to go straight to chapter 1. The message is, I'll be speedy, but you're going to get it. It's a story about one Mr. Kalos and his chief enemy. All of the past 6 days, we've been praying Psalm 91, and we've been praying Isaiah 29, verse 5. Psalm 91, the Lord promising to be our shield and our buckler and to give us victory over our enemies. Psalm number 29, saying that, Isaiah 29, verse 5, saying that the multitude of our enemies or our foes will become as dust, and they will be blown away as a chaff before the wind, right? So we've been saying, okay, all the things that constitute enmity or trouble in our lives, that the Lord will remove them. In this chapter one that I want to share with you today, I want you to know that you're going to have a role to play in the disappearance of your enemy. So I wrote it in a story form. The text is Psalm 32, verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Mr. Kalos and his chief enemy. It is customary to pray that God should deliver us from our enemies. This chapter will give you an insight to the strongest enemy from which you and I must be delivered. There are all kinds of enemies, all of which man has the power to overcome, except one that I call the chief enemy. All types of enemies can be either, I should say, easily, or I should say eventually overcome, but there is one that is the most stubborn of all enemies of our lives. If care is not taken, one may not be able to overcome it. But I pray that whatever type or nature of such enemy, we will overcome in Jesus' name. As you read on, you will understand what this enemy is and how the devil, through his influence and oppression, uses this enemy to truncate people's lives. I'm reminded of a movie I watched not too long ago. It was about a young man who started out as a talented artist. He was known all over as Mr. Kalos. Of course, that's a fictitious name that I gave. This young man was a gifted and anointed one that when he sang, miracles happened. Whether he was in a church setting or in a wedding ceremony or any other gathering, something supernatural always took place. While singing, the blind's eyes were open, the limbs were walking, deaf were hearing. Mr. Kalos was so anointed that God used him to cure even the insane whenever he was performing. During his performances, many people gave their lives to Jesus. Glory be to God. This is how anointed the man was, how blessed the man was. Soon, Kalos became so popular all over his country that he got invitations to many functions, so much so that there was hardly a weekend which he would not have at least maybe 4 presentations. This blessing of God was so apparent in the life of Mr. Kalos. But he had one enemy that I call environmental enemy. First, you know a little bit about Mr. Kalos, anointed singer. God was doing miracles through his performances. But there was one enemy that was messing his life up. I call it environmental enemy. As I continue to watch the film and the life of this man, I'm reminded of the parable of the wheat and the tares that the Lord Jesus told in Matthew chapter number 13, verse 24 through 28. That parable says, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares in it? He said to them, an enemy has done this. A life began well. How come we find weed in the life? How come we find troubles in the life? Jesus said, an enemy had done this. One day, Mr. Kalos was invited to sing at one of his friend's wedding. So he proposed in his heart to present a nice surprise gift to the couple, because, you know, this one now was his own friend where he was going to perform. For this gift that he wanted to present, he needed the picture of the bride-to-be. In order to customize the gift, there was good intention. Mr. Kalos contacted an artist who would use that picture to personalize the gift. This forced him to secretly obtain the picture in order to get it to the artist. Since it's a surprise, you have to figure out a way to get that picture out of the album and get it to the person who will now make a custom gift. Unfortunately, the bride-to-be somehow got kidnapped, beaten, and taken for dead by some hooligans. By a hooligan, one person who felt betrayed by the lady's father. Apparently, the lady's father offended this man, and the man wanted to spoil the day of joy of this lady and beat her up mercilessly. During the investigation, the police arrested and charged Mr. Kalos for murder once they found out that he had secretly removed the lady's picture from the family album, not knowing what he intended to do with it. It was this, what I call, environmental/circumstantial enemy that began the ruin of Mr. Famous Kalos. He meant well, but some circumstances occurred that got him into trouble, even though he was innocent. As you're walking this year innocently, every circumstance that is going to get you into trouble, God will help you to avert it. God will help you to avoid it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank God he was later exonerated, although he had already suffered some setback. From this, we learned that situations around one could constitute an enmity in one's life. May the good Lord continue to deliver us from all unfavorable circumstances in the name of Jesus.
There is another enemy that sprang up. Now, this one was in the family. I call it family enemy. The first one I said environmental enemy. This one I call family enemy. Jesus affirms in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. Jesus Christ says, "And among's enemies will be those of his own household." The type of enemies that we fight or that we face. Sometimes there are things that happen in our our surroundings that constitute problems for us. Sometimes they are the people that are close to us, even our family members, that constitute problems in our lives. This parable came alive in Mr. Kelos's life. He was born by a mother who was involved in witchcraft. He took good care of her, but his mother often detested his achievements. In her demonic realm, a decision was made to have him destroyed. And as such, he was offered as a sacrifice in their demonic kingdom in order to shorten his life and to shorten his joy. Surely, he continued to experience various terrible ordeals in life because of what had been performed in the spiritual realm. Both family and environmental enemies continue to afflict Mr. Kelos with different troubles and disappointments of all kinds. He began to lose contracts. He began to lose invitations. His business started to go down. He was struck with sickness of all kinds, all sorts. But to the glory of God, he overcame these troubles through the power of prayers. No sooner, however, did he get into another attack. He would overcome one, he would enter into another. He was in his studio one day when he suddenly came down with a severe headache and started to hear voices. Hence, he was admitted into the hospital. That trouble stayed with him for a long time, but through prayers, he overcame. You and I can overcome environmental problems. You and I can overcome even family problems, as close as it could be. We can overcome because there is power in praying. If our faith is strong and we continue to seek the face of the Lord in this year, 2022, all those problems, they are under our feet in the name of Jesus. There is this one, though, that was tougher. It was tougher than all those other ones he experienced. I call it enemy within. Yoruba will call it orino. And English will call it what? Thank you. The inner man is the chief of all enemies that you and I must overcome this year. The inner man, the self. God, kill my enemy, defeat my enemy. Let there be fire, thunder, earthquake, all your weaponry. Oh God, my enemy must die. Okay. Do you know who really needs to die? The inner man. Man's chief enemy is his own character, which I refer to as the enemy within. This was the only enemy that could destroy the life of Mr. Kelos. People around him couldn't destroy him. His own mother couldn't destroy him. The only one he had the hardest time to deal with was his own character. Saints, hear the word of the Lord. You must overcome this year. Overcome that which is your character that has the potential to send us to hell, or that has the potential to keep us bound here on earth. The only enemy that was going to destroy that man, or that actually destroyed him, was his own character, the enemy within. This enemy within was the one who finally revealed the naughtiness of this young man. You remember, he was a chosen and a gifted and a blessed performer. But his character made him become naughty. Yeah? All other enemies couldn't remove him from being a chosen of God, except this particular enemy. When this enemy within arose against Mr. Kelos, all indications reveal that there is not a more potent enemy on earth. Even the angels of God could not destroy this enemy within. One could overcome all other enemies, but if the enemy within is not destroyed, there is no future for that person. Once you are able to conquer the enemy within, that is your own character, your own self, then you can easily overcome all other forms of enemies. Please, let's take this home this year. Mr. Kelo's enemy within was nothing other than disobedience that led to self-importance. This stemmed from failure to repent of a sin he committed during his days of fame. One night at a crusade, he claimed that God had given him a message which God did not. God has since appeared to him to return to the people and tell the truth. But Mr. Kelos refused because he felt such a step would damage his reputation. If I go back to the pulpit and say, "I'm sorry, church, God didn't tell me what I said, he said," and then they will look at me as weak from that time on. That's what he thought. This disobedience haunted him for the rest of his life and eventually prevented him from making heaven. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 13, "He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy." In year 2022, brethren, the most dangerous enemy you can have hang around you is that of your character. In this particular case, high-mindedness, pride in the heart of Mr. Kelos, believing that if he confessed his sin, people would look down on him. But you and I must make up our mind in year 2022. Who would you rather look down on you, God or people? Who would you rather reject you, God or people? Who would you rather smile on you, God or people? Brethren, work on your character this year. Don't let it be your enemy that is going to destroy you. May the Lord help each and every one of us in Jesus' name. He who covers his sin is not going to prosper. But anyone who confesses it and forsakes it, that person is going to receive mercy. That's what Proverbs 28:13 says. So the enemy against Mr. Kelos' prosperity is his refusal to confess the sin of false prophecy. That's all. That's all he did. He didn't womanize. He didn't steal money. He didn't gossip. He didn't beat up anybody. He didn't break any law of the government. The only thing he also didn't do is that he couldn't find himself
confessing the sin of just lying against God. He said, the Spirit of the Lord asked me to tell you that, when the Spirit of God didn't say anything. That's all. May God save us. Mr. Kelos was his own enemy. Hidden sins could serve as your own enemy within. This young man repented of all sins except this one, where he gave a false prophecy. The Holy Spirit had told him that the only remedy for this type of sin was to go back and confess. How many times has the Holy Spirit spoken to you about your character, people of God, and you have refused to change? How many times has the Lord ministered to you to change a particular lifestyle and you have refused to change? Mr. Kelos felt his self-esteem would be at stake if he confessed, but he forgot about God's own dignity. Sometimes we are so full of ourselves, we forget the Almighty. For his refusal to honor God, he was rejected. He lost heaven. This is a classical case of chosen but naughty. Although he performed many miracles in the name of Jesus, for that matter, and thought that God was so close to him, he missed the mark because he harbored disobedience, his own enemy within. Remember? Your chief enemy is your character. If your character doesn't give glory to God, you have an enemy within yourself to contend with, which no one can ever deliver you from. You are the only one who has the ability to deliver yourself through confession and through repentance.